have your Bibles. I have had this message in my Bible for 12 months. Honestly. I have not preached it. I don't preach something unless I know God's leading me to preach it. And but this is my desire. And hopefully I can communicate it to you, and it'll be your desire. The desire we find if you go to Exodus chapter 33 and stand to your feet and turn to verse 17, and I'll read down through verse number 23. I am going to give you Moses' desire, and I caught a glimpse of it.
Amen, preacher.
From the Word of God.
Yes.
And I'm praying that the Holy Ghost of God will give you a glimpse of it this morning. Moses' great request. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken for. Thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight. And I know thee by name.
Woo.
And he said, this is Moses, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I'll show mercy. And he said, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, whoa, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass while my glory passes, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock and will cover thee. I've never seen this till this week, and I've read it 1,000 times. And will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face shall not be seen. Our Father, I ask for nothing but one thing, His Holy Ghost unction. I need unction to function on this last day or last Sunday of this decade, when I need you more than I've never ever needed you before. And Lord, in 2 or 3 days, we'll be entering a new decade, full of hope, full of promise, but also full of trials, pain, heartache. And Lord, as a church, as a Christian, as a pastor, as a man of God, I need you to show me thy glory. And I'll praise you and honor you. In Jesus' name, for His sake, amen. You may be seated. The children of Israel was in bondage for over 400 years. That bondage was difficult. That bondage was hurtful. That bondage was painful. But God, somebody ought to say amen right here, raised up a Moses. I'm glad that for every generation, for every time, for every bleak time, God raises up a man. And He raised up a man named Moses. And Moses had an encounter with God. at the burning bush. And I want you to know when he had that encounter with God, his life would forever be changed. I want you to know this. I still believe in 2019 and getting ready to go in 2020. If you ever had an encounter with God, it will change your life. It will put you in the right direction. Somebody help me. Whoa, hallelujah. This was at the end of the second phase of Moses' life. And what God was saying to him, I got something else for you to do. I want you to go back to Egypt. Last time you was there, you killed a man. Last time that you was there, you had to flee. But this time, I'm going to use you to deliver my people. Somebody help me preach. And I'm going to use 10 plagues. And I'm going to rain them down on Egypt. And they are going to let you go. And they did let him go. And he came to the Red Sea. And the Red Sea was here. And Pharaoh was here. But somebody ought to raise your hand. There's some of you this morning. You're between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army. And you don't know what to do. But I want you to know there's one that stands high. There's one that reaches low. There's one that loves you more than anything else. That's able to part your Red Sea. And by the way, that's not something out of the Steven Spielberg movie or Disney. It really happened. And they left there. And now they find themselves not in Egypt, the bad place, but not in Canaan, the best place. But they were in the wilderness. I call it the bland place. And Moses said to him, show me thy glory. I want to ask you, can I ask you to testify? Will you testify? If God's ever done anything before you, for you before, will you raise your hand? What Moses was saying, what I seen before, what I experienced before, what I enjoyed before, what I encountered before, I need it again. I can't live on Exodus 3. I can't live on Exodus 14. But I need today for you to show me thy glory. You cannot live on yesterday's blessings. We need God more and more every day. Can I ask you a question? And I want all of you to answer. Anybody here? Is there anybody here that needs a fresh touch of God? Anybody here finding yourself living from paycheck to paycheck spiritually? Always on the edge of depletion? You may have came in this room and said, Pastor, I'm in a valley. I want to tell you something. This pastor can't get you out. The government can't bail you out. But I want you to know there is one who's high and holy, whose train fills the temple. And Isaiah said, I saw him up here. That we need to reach out and say, God, show me thy glory. The problem with most Christians is not that God's stale. He's as fresh today as he's ever been. It's not that God's stale. sometimes our view of God becomes stale. Come on. Hey, some of you walked in this church this morning defeated, down, discouraged, disappointed, and you know what your problem is? Come on now, let's all talk and let's all confess our sin right now. Our view of God is stale. Come on now, he ain't stale. Hey, I talked to him this morning. He's still on the throne. I talked to him this morning. He's never lost a case. I had a word with him this morning. He's still real. And dear God, I can't hardly get past introduction. No. I'm almost ready to give you four little truths. And I'll do them quickly. Can I tell you what our guilt is? Can I? Come on now. I'm talking to you. I want to tell you what our problem is. We've been so used to going through the motions. Oh, we started last year going through the motions. Mr. and Mrs. Mechanical. Come on now, we're all guilty of this. I mean, we know what to do. We know we ought to read our Bible. We know we ought to pray. We know we ought to be in church faithfully. We know we ought to tithe. We know we ought to sow win. We know all that. We're aware of it. But we go through the motions.
God help us, God forgive
us. And there's got to be a time when you say this. I'm sick of the motions. I'm sick of the mechanics. I'm sick of religion as it is. As a teenager, as a mom, dad, show me thy glory. I'll give you four things. Write down number one, Moses' desperate cry. Moses' desperate cry, or desperate condition, excuse me. He had a weird predicament. He wanted to be in Canaan. He was not in Egypt, but he was in the wilderness. And I'm going to say this. You know what's weird? God wants us all to be in Canaan. Amen. But most of us live somewhere outside there. Then he was dealing with a wayward people. This crowd, the children of Israel, they were wayward. But hold a minute. Before we start talking about all the wayward people, he himself had a weak propensity. Huh? He was so tired spiritually. Let me ask you something. We're at the end of the year. We're at the end of a decade. And hold a minute. We're heading to a new one. Wednesday. And you don't need to go there tired and weary and down and defeated. You need to go there with his glory. Something hit me this week. I don't usually do this, but this did hit me. I don't know if y'all realize this, but this pastor, if he lives to Wednesday, will be with you and be in this church a part, not all, but a part of 6 decades. The 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, 2010, and if I live to Wednesday, the 2020s. And I gotta be honest with you.
Bless your heart, preacher.
Bless God. I need him to show me his glory.
Woo! Hallelujah. Bless you, preacher.
Number two, not only his desperate condition, but we see his determined cry. Would you look at verse 13 and verse 15? Now, therefore, I pray thee. Look at this prayer. If I found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. Look what he said in verse 15. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carriest not up thence. We're on a journey. Thank God we got an absolute position. How many of you know you're saved? Our position is grace. But notice his adamant prerequisite. Listen to this. Here's what I want you. Please look at me. You might even want to write this down. I want this to be your cry. God, if you're not going, I'm not going either. Somebody get that? God, if you're not God, I'm not going either. Because there's too many times that we move forward without God. Let me illustrate. Remember the story of Mary and Joseph, the Christmas story? Remember when they went to the temple with Jesus when he was 12 years old? And he confounded that crowd. Well, they left. Did they not leave? They left. I could just see them. Could you see them? Raina, could you see them? I could just see them. They went a day's journey. That's what the Bible said. And then they noticed. Hey, Joe. Joseph, you seen Jesus? Mary, where's Jesus? Oh, listen. Here's the scary part. You hear me? That we are so much into ourselves sometimes. We don't even know it when he's not with us. We don't even know it. I mean, they were the day, didn't even, the Bible said they supposed that he was there. God help us. We want to know why our churches are dead, preaching is dead, our singing is dead. You want to know why? It's because he ain't with it. Hear me out. I'm trying to round the bend with this. I tell you, when you have a fresh encounter with God, when you refuse to move forward without him. By the way, you want God in your preaching? Refuse to go in the pulpit without him. You want God in your singing? Anybody can have talent with singing, but refuse to sing without him. You want God in your worship? Refuse to worship it without him. I wonder what this church, and we had the best year we ever had this year, would be like if we had him here all the time. Wonder what your family would be like if he was, his glory was there all the time. I say, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. I got to hurry. Notice number three, and I'll try to wrap this up. I don't want to. I kind of feel from preach this morning. Look at verse 14. I want y'all to look at it with me. And he said, this is God now. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Woo! Aren't you glad that when we get desperate, God gets real divine. I see an indisputable presence, my presence, church, Christian, family. We cannot go into this next decade without him. I see an indescribable peace. He said, I'll give you rest. Now hold a minute. This world as we know it is upside down. My God. I mean, they're impeaching the president for nothing. Come on now. I mean, we're in a mess. And whether you're a Democrat or Republican or what, any independent like me, we're in a mess. And this country don't need more Donald Trump, more Nancy Pelosi. No, no, no. We need God. And I see an intimate personality. I want all y'all to see this. Look at verse 17. I want you to see something. I want you to get this. Now think of your life right now. I'm going to say this about me. I ain't going to touch y'all. Sometimes I'm great. Sometimes I'm good. Sometimes I'm average. And sometimes I'm below average. Whew. And you would think that God likes me when I'm good. And he likes me when I'm great. But I don't know about when I'm bad and when I'm just average. You want me to give you something intimate? How many want to hear something intimate? I know thy name. Yeah. Woo! Whether I'm bad, whether I'm good, whether I'm up, whether I'm down, thank God. Hallelujah. He knows your name. I'll go to bed tonight. And he'll say, I love you. I wake up in the morning. And he said, I'm with you. Hear me. Hear that. This is bigger than me. His bigness is beyond my description. Big enough to create the world. Big enough to hold it in his hand. But small enough to come in my midnight hour. Amen. And say, peace be still. Lastly, and I'm done. Verses 19 and after. The distinct comfort. Distinct comfort. First of all, my glory is an awesome phenomenon. Moses said, I want your glory. You know what God said? You can't take it. You can't take it. Come on now. Am I preaching? Then I noticed an authorized place. But he said, I want you to know. Why don't you come over here? There's a place by me. And notice that this he puts it, first of all, he puts him on a rock. That's your position. And by the way, that rock is Christ. Then he takes Moses, my God have mercy, and puts him in the cliff of the rock. Woo! Puts him in the cleft. Ladies and gentlemen, not only do we rest on the rock, we're in the rock. Amen. Then he does something. And I know I've read this, and you have too. But Judy, I didn't recognize this till this week. Isn't it good God gives you fresh stuff all the time? Yes, It didn't get at me. I didn't get this. Then God puts his hand over the cliff to shield him. Whew. Listen, we're standing on a rock. We're in the rock. And we're sealed by the Holy Ghost. Then he said, Moses, here's what God done. It sounds a little rude to you. Might be. God didn't come locating my cat. Because Moses had died. God went. Oh, Lord God, I'm getting happy. God showed his hinder parts. Y'all with me? And you know what he gave Moses? Somebody ought to get ready to, somebody take a lap for me. I can't do it. I got a bad heart. He gave him an astonishing peak. I wrote in my notes, shout right there. In my midnight hour, when nobody knows what I'm going through, when I can't even hardly say his name, he gives me a peek. And for 40, almost 7 years, we'll be January 31st, I've been getting a peek. Somebody holler. I'm just getting a peek. But ladies and gentlemen, one of these days, come Lord Jesus, I'm going to get a full view. Woo! I'm going to a place where there's no sickness, sorrow, no pain, no heart. Somebody help me. I'm almost done. Here's my challenge. I went in my library and I keep notes on how many times I preached this year. I preached 225 plus times. That's a lot. And here's what I ask myself. I ain't asking y'all nothing. I'm talking to me. I said, God, out of that 225, how many times was I there by myself? How many times did I try to do it by my own flesh? And I'm not going to be a hypocrite. And you ought not to be either. There's sometimes in 219 that he wasn't at the steering wheel. You was. And you want all of us need to do this morning? As many as can, come around this altar and not look to the preacher. Because he's going to be the same frail guy he was in 219. No, no, no. You come looking for God. People are already coming. And say to him, I'm tired of the mundane. I'm tired of the stale. I want you to show me thy glory. Stand with me. Everybody that could ought to be around this altar in these aisles. Our Father. Lord, as they sing, touch this place. Touch it, Jesus. Touch it, Jesus. Father, show it, Lord.
Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break down
always. last time you said, God, show me thy glory. God, show me thy glory. I don't want to be stale. I don't want to be mechanical. I want you to show me thy glory. Keep coming. May he'll be there for your midnight hour.
I give up myself and whatever I know. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Oh God.
Whiter than snow. Yes.
Yes.
Now wash me and I shall be.
Would you be seated for a minute? I know we're just a few minutes over.